Here with the news in detail next is Brian Jennings.
The Russian energy company Gazprom has said it's halted supplying gas to Poland and Bulgaria from today. In what's seen as a deepening of the rift between Western countries and Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. Both NATO and EU countries get most of their gas imports from Russia, but have refused to pay in rubles as demanded by Moscow last month. The development is seen as presenting a significant challenge in meeting customer demand in the coming weeks and months. Ukraine has said Russia was blackmailing Europe to try to break the unity in Kiev's allies. Poland's Deputy Foreign Minister Marcin Sidocz told the BBC it was important for European countries to obtain alternative supplies.
Russia has been spending this money, which was paid by the EU member states for gas and oil, unfortunately not for kindergartens in St. Petersburg or pensions in Moscow, but has been spending this money for weapon, which is now being used in Ukraine. They are murdering people and committing all those atrocities. So we need to choose whether we want to have business, I mean, as the EU, they're doing business or following the values we believe in.
The Dáil will vote tonight on a Sinn Féin motion seeking to scrap upcoming restrictions on the commercial sale of turf. The Green Party leader is currently drawing up regulations on smoky fuels such as coal, turf and wet wood to reduce air pollution. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
This issue is causing great unease among TDs from rural constituencies in both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. In a robust exchange of views at meetings with each of those parties yesterday, Environment Minister Eamon Ryan insisted the focus will be on large-scale commercial sales and not on the traditional use of turf in rural areas. However, those words have not reassured many in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, who already rejected a proposal to allow the sale of turf in small communities. This was branded as unworkable. The regulations are now likely to be discussed further by the government party leaders in the weeks ahead before going to cabinet. Significantly, it is expected that the contentious regulations will also involve consultation with the European Commission, who could make observations on the plan. Despite the concerns of government TDs, it's not expected that they will break ranks with the coalition in tonight's Dáil vote. Instead, they are likely to point to ongoing discussions with the Green Party leader to find a compromise on what has become one of the most divisive internal issues the government has faced.
New rents nationally rose by 9% in the fourth quarter of 2021, according to data from the Residential Tenancies Board. The national standardised average rent across the country is now just over €1,400 per month in new tenancies. Sinead Spain reports.
This latest RTB report for the period October to December 2021 is based on data from new tenancy registration records and is designed to track movements in the Irish private rental sector. It shows the Greater Dublin area accounted for over half of all new tenancy agreements registered in the quarter, and nearly 60% of new tenancies were for apartments. Dublin prices, which includes houses, apartments and rooms, are now almost €2,000 per month compared to just over €1,000 for outside the capital. There were more than 9,000 new registrations in the quarter, a fall of 48% on the previous year. According to the Residential Tenancies Board, this is likely driven by factors such as continuing constraints on supply and by tenants choosing to stay longer in their existing property. Also, from this year, landlords must register all tenancies with the RTB on an annual basis.
The Prison Officers Association has warned overcrowding and related tensions and violence are becoming a major problem in the prisons. The association's annual conference in Sligo will hear today that while more courts have been opened all over the country and more people are being sent to prison, the corresponding necessary resources to keep them safely in custody are not being allocated. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Violence in the prisons, overcrowding, pay and the problems with controlling and restraining difficult inmates are among the issues of concern for prison officers at their annual conference today. They say 35 inmates slept on mattresses on floors in Clover Hill Prison one night this week, almost 10% of the prison population. The POA says overcrowding is also an issue in Cork Prison and the Dokas Women's Centre in Dublin, leading to increased levels of tension and violence. Assistant General Secretary Gabriel Keaveney says more people are being sent to prison by the additional courts opened in Dublin, Drogheda, Mullingar and Castlebar. He says additional resources are required immediately and the training unit at Mountjoy must be reopened. The association also says it wants the regulations for controlling and restraining violent inmates to be put on a legal basis. The Minister for Justice will tell the officers later today the prison service is to become an independent state agency with a statutory responsibility to reduce the rate of reoffending. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, at the POA conference, Sligo.
Reports say a court in Myanmar has sentenced the ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi to 5 years in prison after convicting her of corruption. It's the latest in a series of widely criticised legal actions since the military coup last year that could lead to the 76-year-old Nobel laureate spending the rest of her life in detention. The government will face renewed calls today to change its proposed law on remote working when the bill comes back before the Oireachtas. A meeting of the Joint Committee on Enterprise, Trade and Employment will hear concerns about the draft legislation, which is designed to give employees the right to request remote working. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For efficient, consistent, evenly dispersed heat throughout your home, choose Grant's Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Sunny spells today with highest temperatures of 12 to 17 degrees, coolest in the northeast in light easterly breezes.